What's the funniest statement you've ever made to your ensemble? Back in a moment when I share my top 10 favorite of all time.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
I don't know if this episode will really help you any in your teaching, but I hope it's a funny moment in your day. When I have had admin come in and observe me, I usually end up getting them to be able to laugh when they hear some of the similes that I use to try to get across to the students what I want them to do musically. One of my top statements comes to me from when I was in the Army band, and some of my fellow band members would say, "Take it up an octave and leave it out." Great advice that I sometimes use with my own students, and they look confused for a moment till they kind of figure it out that it means stop playing. Some of my other favorites that other directors have used, that could gag a maggot. The previous section set you up for a beautiful entrance and you went all Godzilla versus Bambi on it. People, it's not called Foundations for Inferior Performance. For this next one, watch out if you have middle schoolers. You're like a fart in a windstorm. Intonation is like body odor. We all have problems. Some of us choose to do something about it. Then yell, "Deodorant!" when things are out of tune. One that my band developed, the marching band developed it, we wanted to come up with a system to warn people when there was horse poop on the road. So we call out, "Staccato!" And that's telling you to watch out for the horse poop. That sounds like a choir of Chewbaccas. That's a sound only a mother can love. And I'm not your mother. One of my favorite also comes from my Army band days, and if you did an exceptionally good job on a performance or on a solo, these three guys from the trumpet section would tell you, "You almost didn't suck today." And that was a high compliment from them. And one of my favorite things that happened when I was in the Army band was when I was stationed at Fort Lee, Virginia, and the band commander was getting really frustrated one day in rehearsal because our phone kept ringing. We had a phone in the rehearsal room, and someone inevitably would go answer it because they were worried about who might be calling. And he really didn't like that anyone answered it and that it was interrupting his rehearsal. So one time the phone rang and everyone got quiet and were wondering what to do. And my commander runs over to the phone. He picks up the official Army phone, reminding you that this is it. And he says, "Joe's Bar and Grill, Joe's not in." And he hangs up the phone. Hope you've gotten a laugh from these stories. And I would love to hear your own funniest statement that you've made.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.